Senate Bill 182, is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead and come up and state your name and address, please.
Hey, my name is Patrick McManus. I live on 914 Evergreen Avenue. I just moved to Wrangell in October. And I'm the first engineer on the motor vessel Columbia. Been with the Marine Highway for about 6 years. I'd like to take a minute of your time and make a small request on behalf of Alaska Marine Highway employees who live in the city of Wrangell and the state of Alaska. Is anybody here familiar with Senate Bill 182? Okay, probably. If you know somebody that works for Marine Highway, you've heard about it. We oppose Senate Bill 182 in both its original form and its substitute form. As it stands right now, currently today, which just went through finance this morning, it would remove the state statute that requires a cost of living differential between workers that live in the state and out of state. Just for the new employees only. The old people, the people who have been around will get to keep theirs. The new employees don't get it. Unions are opposed to that as far as we're concerned. Future members are just as important as current members. The cost of living differential was originally put in. It was designed as a tool to attract workers to the state of Alaska. I lived in Washington up until October. I didn't get that cost of living differential. I lived out of state. I had to pay for my travel to get up here to Juneau, where my change port is, on my dime. I moved to the state. I get that cost of living differential. Okay. The difference between Lake Stevens, Washington, and Wrangell, Alaska, is about 20% in cost of living. all three maritime unions are currently in negotiations with the state, and they're not going very well, the negotiations. This bill was introduced by Senator Dyson, and regardless of what you hear, it's not mere coincidence that it got introduced during the time of the negotiations. We feel that it's kind of an unfair situation that they're using the legislature to get through. I urge all of you in this room to write Senator Stedman and Representative Wilson, as well as the rest of the legislature, voicing your opinion, and this is why I think you should be against it. My cost of living differential on my check is $926 a month. Okay, it's about $11,000 a year before taxes. You know, so use $10,000 a year. I know at least 10 people that work for Marine Highway that live in Wrangell. Okay, their mortgage payments aren't going to change. Their groceries aren't going to change. None of that's going to change. What's going to change is you got $10,000 less to spend. You know, disposable income. I know of at least 10. I think there's more. I mean, that's $100,000, $150,000 of disposable income for people that live here in Wrangell. They're going to spend money at the grocery store. They might buy a new outboard or whatever for business. So I guess why I'm here before you is it'd be nice if maybe the city could take some sort of stance on this and write Wilson, write Stedman, and write some of these people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Michelle Masson. State your name and residence address, please.
My name is Michelle Masson. I live at 2401 First Avenue. Before I start off, I'd like to know if on this, the amendment 13G-6, is your guys', is it in color? Because mine was in color on here. Is yours in color? Okay. I'm not going to accept this motion. That is, the plot of land that I want to buy, you guys to buy. So, I'm only selling the city the property they already been using for the last 14 years. Yes, I know this is all over town, but this, I'm talking about my property. The water line is in the ditch and the power poles are on my property. The city needs a right-of-way for this. If the city wants to buy the land from me, I'm going to go with the first survey that was done with the square footage of 578 square feet at the price of $2.50 a square foot. I am requesting that the city goes back 3 years for the property taxes that I've been paying for 15 years. Then there was a second survey requested by Carol Rushmore, who's going to pay for the second survey, about surveying the same property The property comes up 155 square feet that was encroaching on my land. So the second survey comes up with 423 square feet short of the first survey. Where did 423 square feet go? Since the city is discrepancy is 423 square feet off the first survey and is encroaching on the land, I'm going with the first survey. No legal document can be found to support the city's claim that the easement was granted. If the easement is granted according to the National Electric Safety Code, 12 and a half feet on both sides of the power line. I cannot build within 12 and a half feet of the power line. So that means 25 feet times 160 feet equals 4,000 square feet would be used for the easement. If the city goes, if the city doesn't buy this property from me, all liability to the ditch will be responsibility of the city to maintain it. If the city purchases the land from me, no other land of mine will be bought, sold, or donated. Down reported. I have to thank the council for listening to me and my concerns.
Next person on the list is Wayne here. State your name and address for the record, please.
Wayne Kerr, Burger Street. I'm just reading the number three on top here about the cemetery committee. I'm not sure how much clout they have or whatever, because it all comes down to you people, what gets done out there. And anyway, my grandson came back from Japan last couple weeks ago. He's been there for 2 years in the service, and we went out to see my mom's grave, Rosie's, Grandma Rosie's, and his grandpa's. And the first thing we did when we got out of the car, he turned around and he says, "Holy shit, look at this mess. And it's disgusting out there." And I don't know if it's, well, it all boils down to the council, what gets done out there. It's disgusting. I was out there again today and nothing, I know you guys got ordinances out there. There's graves out there 9.5 feet long. And there's more than one, there's a half a dozen. I've seen the last couple of years, the caretakers run lawnmowers up over the graves, cut the flowers off. There's broken stuff out there. The only one that needs a 9-foot grave is old two-story, and he's probably standing up. There's graves that have been run over, they're collapsed. And I can see their point, because you got a 9-foot grave, and there's supposed to be walkways in between them. I don't know what the committee does. I don't know when the meeting is, so that's why I'm here. It's absolutely disgusting. And if you guys remember a couple of years ago when they had thousands of yards of rock in this town and there's no room left out there, my suggestion was build down there but the city council decided that they needed a place to plant fruits and vegetables instead of up by the elementary school. There's no place left out there. And then you got 9-foot graves out there. It's ridiculous. And they're running over the graves. There's half a dozen that sunk in. You know, the old days, we dug them by hand. Maybe that's what needs to be done. But if you can't find anybody, in fact, the last person that ever took care of that place out there is Maggie Fenimore. And she did a hell of a good job, but she must have done too good a job because they canned her. It is absolute. You guys need to walk out there. It looks like a war zone. And I damn near joined a group out there this year. Thank God I'm still here, but some people probably argue with me. But, you know, it's embarrassing. And to have my grandson to come over, he says, "You don't ever find this in Japan. And you shouldn't find it in Wrangell either. And you guys got nothing to do. Take a ride out there and look at it." There's no, I don't know who's taking care of it. But maybe you need to hire some new people that have a little more respect for that cemetery, or all of them, really, all two of them, and go out and look at it. It's absolutely appalling.
Thank you. I'm sure you'll take care of that, won't you?
You don't bring
nice.
Thank you. That's persons to be heard for this evening. Item 12, unfinished business, so we don't have any unfinished business. Item 13, new business. The first item is proposed ordinance number 877, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langdon, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, Chapter 14.01, General Provisions, specifically Section 14.01.030, creating subsection JJ, establishing a definition for marine service center. And this would be the first reading. I did have one question on that, on the definitions that reads about, and it goes down the washdown area and upload storage. Is that supposed to be upland storage?
Can we defer to Craig for that answer?
Should we make a motion first, then have a discussion?
Yes.
Or yet, go ahead, please.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second public hearing to be held on April 8th, 2014.
Second.
Got moved and seconded. Any discussion? Other than what I've already done. Can you answer that question?
Yes, it's a typo.
It should be upland storage? Okay. Thank you.
Upland?
Any further questions on that or comments? Call vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 878, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langdon, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, Chapter 14.11, fees and penalties, specifically Section 14.11.005AA, changing the fees for the Marine Service Center and establishing the effective date. This would be the first reading.
Move to approve the first reading, move to the second reading with the public hearing to be held on April 8th, 2014.
Second.
Got moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes, go ahead.
Greg, I'm curious. I just want to know, are the rates that you're adding here is for the larger new travel lift, correct?
Greg, my 12 Second Avenue. Either machine, actually. It's just we added more. We're capable now of hauling bigger and larger vessels, so we didn't have rate structure that would go up to those sizes, so we had to add them.
Okay. And are the rates sort of commensurate with other communities?
Yes. Somewhere? Yeah, we looked at Port Townsend, we looked at the closest in the region, having in our region actually, it's up to Seward, has a 250-ton machine, and we're right, I mean, we're really close to theirs.
Okay. That's all my questions.
So the rates they're showing in bold are the ones that have changed. The first three, the 0 to 40 and 41 to 58 and 59 to 75 are the same as what they were?
Yeah, except the C75, there's an addition as well. It used to be 59 and up with the other machine, but now we added so many categories, we put an end on that category.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you. Any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 879, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, specifically Chapter 14.07, Port Operations and Other Services, creating Section 14.07.095, Marine Service Center, establishing availability and lease provisions of the Marine Service Center. This will be the first reading.
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading and move to a second with the public hearing to be held the 8th of April, 2014.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Come on back, Greg. So this looks like you're clarifying the lease situation down there for folks that work in the Marine Service Center, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's all been added there under this new section. But if you look under the biggest one that's new, I guess, if you will, is under C, one space limit. We've been talking about since that project began about having some control over the land and trying to keep it as fair and equal as possible for folks out there and not allow any one business to get so large that they control the majority of the yard ever. And they finally got around to adding this one space limit. But it, as you see under D, or I'm sorry, under C2, if a person or business already holds more than one, which in one case there is out there, they're not going to yank it from them. They'll grandfather them in, if you will.
If you have a business that, say, already holds three spaces, just for example, and that business owner decides to sell the business or passes away and the business gets passed to somebody else, will they still maintain those three spaces or will they lose them?
Yes, in fact, the one business that does have two has a very question with the Port Commission and whether or not he could eventually sell, and would both his lots go with the business since they are the business now. The Port Commission had no objection to that. And when the attorney wrote this for us, she was fine with that language as it was to do just that. So okay, we feel we're fine with that. Because there'll come a day when that individual will want to sell that place.
The space limit?
Mm-hmm.
There are some of them have larger space areas down there now. Are we going to go to a specific space limit then for everybody that's going to be putting one in there down there now?
You mean as far as
for the amount of space, yes, our
lots. No, there's no limit on the
okay,
lot size.
I wasn't sure.
We've only got one spot that's going to be another lot, and that's the right across the street from Ramey's Bar, the entrance of the gate there, that old brown building. We're going to donate that to Public Works. They're going to probably start pulling things apart here in the next few weeks and dismantle that thing and eventually pack it over there to be put back up for a shop for them, and we'll offer that site up for another structure. There's few individuals, to my knowledge, are at least one or two that are interested in that site. And the site's big enough to put something the size of what you see Chuck Jenkins is 70 by 80 on the covered area. There's room for something that size, but no more than that. Otherwise, you pinch off both the access off of Front Street into the yard as well as the travel lift coming around to places like Jenkins and whatnot. You can't get in there. So we're limited to what can go there, but one more large structure would fit if somebody was interested.
Thank you.
So let me, just for my comprehension, so the lease areas down there are filled up except for this one potential new lot? Or?
Yes. Yeah, when we were, so because it's a multi-use yard and the one thing people don't realize when you look at a yard like this, it takes a lot of negative space being runways and fairways,
yeah,
space to drive that equipment around, boats to swing, and you got to leave a lot of space with nothing in it. So with a combination of work areas, storage areas in these businesses, and then of course you still got the seafood industry that works out of there in the summer, we kind of, in our last, it was last spring when we sold those last ones, the last three we put up, decided that was it with the exception of this building. When we tear it down, that'll make one more space, but that's really it. We don't have anywhere else to go.
So another follow-up. If the city were to get the 6 mile mill site and if the barge companies were to move out there, that would free up more land potentially for, you know, additional lease area?
I doubt it, because the seafood that still works out of here will still come out of here where the plant is. You know, the frozen vans, they probably won't haul. The vans that the seafood go in are what are top handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to put one on, they can't be operated with a forklift. I mean, other than gravel on the top. So they're just harder to move. They're not going to run everyone 6 miles up the road to plug in, I don't think. They'd want to stay here close to the plant. Because the empty, and it works fine for us because you're talking in July, August when the seafood's busy, we're, the boatyard's the slowest. One of the slowest 2 months for us are July and August because all the boats are out working or playing. So it's actually, it's a good marriage for us because the space gets utilized when we're not using it by vans, and in September when the boats start to come out of the water, the vans disappear and we get to take it back over. So it works fine for us. Hmm. Should we get more storage space down the road, whether we utilize out front or inner harbor or some other space someday? I've been, you know, there's room in the what's known as the old Ritchie lot for a couple more smaller businesses to go in there. Right now it's taking the overflow of boats, but should we have some more locations someday and those boats can go somewhere else, there is room for two smaller buildings that we could put trailerable sized boats into pretty easy. And it's right there where utilities are easy to get to, and water, sewer, electricity is all right there. So that'd be a good spot for another couple of sites, but we need someone to go with the boats first. So we're full, which is good.
Great, very good.
I'm going to ask you a what if. A person now holds three leases, and they decide, well, I don't have that much business right now, and after this ordinance passes, they're grandfathered in, right?
That business would be yes. Okay, just that business.
That business.
Somebody else could not buy it.
Okay, no. They have three leases, and they say after this ordinance passes, well, I don't think I want to pay the leases because I don't have that much business right now. And they give up one of those leases. Mm-hmm. What happens then?
We'd put it back. We'd auction it off like we do the others. Have to have a public
and
auction.
And they couldn't come back and say, I want my lease back?
No, once they give it up, they can no longer come in for another one because they're already holding one. If they give one up, they don't get to come back and say, I'm going to rebid on it.
Okay, they wouldn't grandfather the right to
come back in. I would, well, you're an attorneyville now, so it'd be a question for the attorney, but I would hope not. Otherwise, it could just be a dance.
Especially
I could just see someone.
Oh, yeah. No. Change their mind halfway through. I would hope not, but because once they've actually given it up and it's no longer theirs, they can't have an additional one by the way the ordinance is written.
But there's just one company with two leases that's getting grandfathered.
Correct.
And that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Everyone else is one lease per company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything further? Hobo, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. And the next one's not Barton or Harvard.